The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are here with me today. We've got a very special show in store for you. No guest, a special co-host to come in, chime in for part of the show. But yes, that means you get me for the whole hour. Following a suggestion of my assistant, Rob, and dear friend, who said, Sam, you know, you really got to start doing more of like just you. You're so good. And I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I should start doing that. So I'm basically taking one show every month that just me. I mean, I got guests now booked up into May. Probably I'll start booking June in the next week or so. So I got plenty of guests. And so sometimes it's a little difficult to like squeeze out the time. It's like, oh, I should just do a show of just myself. We're doing it. We're doing it today, the 1st of February. We'll also probably do this the 1st of March, and we'll take it from there. But yeah, you're going to get more and more of me. And of course, for all my loyal listeners, you know we're also streaming live on Facebook. I'm actually doing a double-angle stream today. I tried this last week. It went pretty well. So you can either be viewing us on the Conscious Consultant Facebook page, which is facebook.com/consciousconsultant, or on my own personal timeline, Sam Leibowitz. So please feel free to chime in on the Facebook. Just you know, add in your comments. Thank you, Valerie, Scott, Kai, for tuning in. All right, let's get started with our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. Let's see what the universe and Abraham have in store for us today. First, from the universe. Ooh, short and sweet. Without challenge, adventure is impossible. Shorty, the universe. We love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe, reminding us that, hey, look, we all love adventure, right? That's why stories like The Lord of the Rings and Harry Potter and you name it, just any adventure story, they're so popular. Star Wars. We all love adventure. But we forget sometimes that what goes hand in hand with adventure is challenge, right? There's always some challenge for the main character or characters, right? The hero's journey is such a big theme that Joseph Campbell talked about for so long. But, you know, I kind of feel that these days the hero's journey has morphed and changed, that it's not just a lone individual journeying. It can be a group of people journeying together. But regardless, there's always challenge. And challenge is not a bad thing. You know, we have sometimes these words get charged with emotion about, oh, this is good and this is bad. Oh, challenge. Ooh, that feels scary. But challenge is also adventure. Challenge is growth. Challenge is what builds our muscle, right? When you go to the gym, you got to challenge your muscles to create strength, to build them up. And I don't care if you're going to the gym, if you want to be a bodybuilder, or you just want to get a little bit in shape. It's the challenge that builds us. It's the challenge that helps us grow stronger bodies, healthier lives, healthier attitudes, just feeling better about ourselves. So challenge is not a bad thing. Challenge is a part of life. And, you know, with a mere shift of perspective of how challenges actually creates fun for us, suddenly life becomes a lot more fun and less daunting. All of a sudden now it's not so scary to have challenge come to us. Now it's like, oh, okay, a challenge, great. It's like a game. And I think the more that we bring sort of this playful, joyful, curious, childlike attitude into our life, and I don't care whether the challenge is a personal challenge, relationship challenge, business challenge, money challenge, any kind of challenge, it does not matter. If we bring this level of curiosity, if we bring this intrigue, this fun into this idea of challenge, that suddenly it's an adventure, right? It's not a trial. It's not a tribulation. It's an adventure. So I hope you all will keep that in mind. And it doesn't matter how tall or how short you are. You know, sometimes I think short people think being tall is like so great, and tall people think being short is great. Because, you know, if you're really tall, you bump your head into lots of stuff. And if you're really short, you can't reach the top shelf. So it doesn't matter how tall or short, fat or thin. It doesn't matter what you're born into this life. We all have our own unique challenge. And that's the fun of it. And that's the game of life. Right? People talk about the game of life. When you hear the word game, what do you think of? Games are fun, aren't they? Let's have more fun in life. Ooh, getting lots of Facebook love. Welcome, Brigitte, Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Nicole, Donna. Oh, Donna. Wow, we worked together years and years ago. Great to see you listening. Thank you for the kind words. Glad you're enjoying it. Okay, so that's our quote from the universe. Let's see what Abraham has in store for us today. A little bit longer, the one from Abraham. In your resistance, you get tired, and so you need rest. And so you go from resistance to rest to resistance to rest. But what about rest to eagerness, rest to passion, rest to alignment, rest to clarity, rest to brilliance? You can get this energy moving within you, and when you are up to speed with that energy, you are clever. You are fun. You are full of vitality. Your timing is good. Then you are living life as you intended. Abraham. Ooh, I love this quote. This is a great quote from Abraham. Because, you know, this idea of resistance, it's the same thing like the other quote talking about the, you know, challenge, right? It's the resistance we have to the word challenge that makes it more difficult. And it's resistance that wears us down. It's the resistance that makes us feel older. It's our resistance that, you know, makes us so tired that then we like just flop into bed at night and we wake up the next morning and we're like, oh, God, I got to go to work today. Oh, I got to get up and get out of bed. You know? But if we released that resistance, and we go from rest to eagerness, to passion, to fun, to the game of life, then suddenly that energy that's always inside of us really starts to move and flow. And when things flow, suddenly we're more enlivened. Suddenly life takes on a different meaning, doesn't it? Suddenly life is worth living, as they say. Not that life is ever not worth living, but sometimes we resist life and what is so much, it doesn't feel like it's worth living. Life is always worth living. Kai comments, one of my fave quotes, quote, it doesn't get easier, you get stronger, and then it becomes easier. Ah, very good, Kai. I like that quote. Ooh, welcome Jack, Joe Sam, and Itzhak. Oh, Itzhak, thank you so much for listening. A former guest on our show, Itzhak Beery, a wonderful urban shaman. So, when we get that energy moving, when we tap into that fun, exuberant, again, childlike side of ourselves. I mean, really, look at kids. You can learn so, so much from observing little kids, right? You look at little kids in the playground. They're running around. They're screaming. They're laughing. They're playing. Oh, they fall down. They cry for a minute. Then a friend runs past them. They get up and they run after their friend. And all of a sudden, they're not crying anymore, right? I mean, from the moment they get up in the morning, they're bouncing around all over the place. And then at the end of the day, they flop down in bed. They fall asleep. They wake up the next morning. They're bouncing around again, right? You don't see little kids resisting life. They don't know how to resist life. They haven't learned that yet. You know, we only learn that later in life. So if we can all be a little bit more childlike, a little bit more exuberant, a little bit more, you know, just free with ourselves. You know, who cares what anybody else thinks? Who cares? You know, so I'm looking at like, what is that weird person doing wearing those weird clothes and skipping down the street? So what? What anybody else thinks, says, or does about us is none of our business. If we're feeling good inside, if we're dropping the resistance, and Elizabeth Tripp in her show Nourish the Soul, just before ours, like she talked about letting go. And really, it's like when we let go of resistance, not only does life become more fun, but we're healthier, we're more energetic, we can do more, we show up better for other people, we show up better for ourselves in our life. It's not that hard. We sometimes think it's hard if we get stuck in our heads or when we get stuck thinking about the past or the future or, oh, I got to deal with this and deal with that. You know what? It beats the alternative. You know, some people like to say, oh, getting old sucks. And whenever I hear somebody saying that, and I get it, you know, it's not necessarily doesn't feel that much fun, but it always beats the alternative. I'm like, what do you mean? Well, what's the alternative to getting old? It's like being 6 feet under. Any day above ground is a good day. It beats the alternative. The challenges of life beat the alternative. Because the alternative is not having any challenges, not having any life. Life is about how we live it, not what comes to us. You know, I once heard somebody, a fellow facilitator, when someone came to them once and said, you know, after we do all this work on ourselves, does life get any better than this? And his response was beautiful. He said, no, but you do. Right? It's not about changing the world around us. It's not about micromanaging the universe. It's not about, you know, having complete control over everything so it happens exactly the way we want and the way we expect. No, it's never going to happen. It's about us showing up better. It's about us showing up without the resistance, without the judgment, without those things that wear us down, that stress us out. You know, 90% of the things that cause us stress are internal. And that's wonderful and sad at the same time because people don't realize that they have complete control over how much stress they feel. You know, people say to me all the time, Sam, I can't believe you're so calm in the middle of this incredibly stressful situation. And I'm like, why is it a stressful situation? You only think it's stressful because of how you're responding or reacting to what's going on. But if we don't take it so seriously, if we don't take like make such hard and dark meaning from it and remember that it's a game and we play and have fun with it and just roll with it and just not resist what is. When we drop that resistance, it's not that life becomes much lighter. We become much lighter. And when we become much lighter, we show up in life much lighter. And when we show up in life much lighter, guess what? People respond to us in a different way. They respond to us in a lighter way. And we don't just improve our own lives. We don't just feel good ourselves. We help the people around us to feel good about life. It's living as that example of someone who releases that resistance. So I pray that these two quotes of the day really mean something to you, because they really mean something to me. And that's why every week after week, you guys know this, I do my quotes of the day. As a matter of fact, if you go to my YouTube channel, you'll see we're starting to put up more YouTube videos. I have plenty of YouTube videos up there of old interviews, and now I have like the little quotes of the day separated out, and you're going to start seeing more of those. I'm going to put them up on LinkedIn as well. Thank goodness for all these wonderful interns that I have. They're really helping us a lot. So when we come back, I'm going to start talking about our topic for the day, which is about creating more harmony in your life. And we're going to start off talking about the distinction between harmony and balance. Because lots of times people think, oh, that means we're having more balance in your life. Not necessarily. We're going to talk about that. After these messages, you're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We air live every Thursday, 12 noon Eastern Time till 1 p.m., and we will be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential. Live life your way on talkradio.nyc.
Do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo! Woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I'm very pleased you're all with me here today. And we also have a special co-host in studio with us today. Yes, Kai Cole came in a little bit early for her show, so I said, come on, hop on mic, Kai. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
And if you want to actually see her, I'm actually going to keep the Facebook stream that's on my timeline on me. But if you go to the one that's on the Conscious Consultant Hour Facebook page, you can actually see Kai on video. So I hope you will go there. So Kai, we're talking about how to create harmony in life today. How do you create harmony in your life?
What an apropos, I just stole your word there. Question to ask, because we were also talking about a recent experience that we've had together. And in that experience, I went into it with a very, very specific intent.
Mm-hmm.
And that intent, as written down on the paper word for word, was to become one with my harmonious cosmic heart.
Ooh, yes, it was. That was a beautiful intention and prayer.
And it's beautifully, beautifully unfolding.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice.
So when you were talking about the push and the pull, you know, that happens from day to day, thinking about that and where I am right now with the state of allowing things to come into my life, I really believe is a part of the harmony. We can't play all of the instruments ourselves.
Right.
To allow some others to play their part.
Absolutely.
Their beautiful part. Yeah. In our harmonic being.
Absolutely. Yeah, we don't live in this world alone. We share this world with all the people around us, and it is a beautiful symphony. You know, sometimes we can feel like some of those instruments are off key, but actually when you listen to it in the grand scheme of things, in the grand scale, in the really wide perspective, it's actually all perfectly in pitch, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So before I get into sort of how to cultivate harmony in your life, I do want to talk about the difference between harmony and balance. Because a lot of people think that, like, oh, I got to be more balanced in life. I got to be more balanced. This is out of balance. That's out of balance. The thing is, life is never, ever 100% in balance. Right? I mean, either things are like really busy at work and we're focused on that and making money, or maybe we're focused on relationships, or maybe we're focused on our health, or maybe we're focused on building our friendships or building community or doing this or doing that. And we can't do them all at once. And that's okay. The harmony comes in is being okay where sometimes you're out of balance and then it comes back. And then you might be out of balance in another direction, and then you come back. And then you're out of balance in another direction, and then you come back to center. Being centered and having harmony is a little bit different than being balanced. The balance is in a broader scale. And the way I've been taught, and one of the ways in which I view things, sort of the four aspects of life, I like to say, or four selves, are mind, heart, body, and spirit. And there are times in life where we actually need to be more in mind, right? We need to figure things out. We need to make calculations. We need to deal with numbers. We need to be mind, you know, working on things sometimes, but we don't have to be there all the time. And then sometimes we're more in our heart. You know, when we're dealing with others, when we're dealing with relationships, when we're helping a friend who's going through a hard time, it's more about being in heart. And sometimes we're focused on our physical body, being grounded, being here, taking care of our health. And then other times we need to sit and meditate and connect to our spirit and go off into spirit. And so we're there. And so the harmony is about allowing all those four aspects to work together with the fifth in the center, which is our consciousness, but to flow from one to another. You know, one of my teachers likes to say, and I think this is such a beautiful saying, the problem in the West is we think our ego is the problem. The ego is not our problem. The problem is we think we only have one ego and we're so attached to that one ego. The truth is we have many egos. We have many aspects of self. We have many ways in which we show up in life. And when we learn to flow from one to another and create harmony from one to the other, that then life is more fluid. Life can be more fun. We can show up being the way we need to be. How about for you, Kai? Do you find that in your own life?
Absolutely. I love how you began by defining balance. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to add to your point that I really feel that sometimes I forget that balance is a verb.
Yeah.
It is definitely something that is to be a process and is continuing. And I love also your reference to the four directions. Also, of course, shout out to Courtney Hill, who's taught me so much about the, you know, the four directions and how they can contribute to our spiritual well-being. But for me, one of the most important lessons that I learned is thinking about the four directions and really understanding where I stand. We stand at the center.
Yes.
We stand absolutely at the center. All of these things are extensions of our yes being.
Yes. And I mean, you're such a good example. I think you're such a good example of how you can go to one direction and then come back and go to another direction, come back. You were, are, have been a bodybuilder, right? I've seen pictures of you. I look and I go, oh my God, that's Kai. Oh my God. Right? And that's being really in body, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back, and like since I've known you, you've been much more in spirit. You've been focusing on your spiritual development. And of course, you know, we've worked together on the radio station and different things, being in mind. And we've connected in community and in relationship, and that's being in heart. So, you know, that shows up in many different ways in our life, doesn't it?
It does, and such a perfect allusion to your quote from Abraham about being in flow.
Yeah.
Allow yourself to flow and experience how you are while being with those different selves or those different directions. You can learn a lot from each one of them.
Right. Absolutely. And again, the four directions are mind, heart, body, and spirit. And those correlate to, of course, north, south, west, and east.
Mm-hmm.
And they also correlate. Oh, big shout out to Massimo. Hi, Massimo. Glad you joined us on the Facebook live stream. And that, you know, it's by not resisting the need at certain times to go in one direction or another, depending on where we are, what's the situation, what's happening in life. Now, I wanted to start talking about how you can recognize maybe when you're too far in one direction and what you can do to sort of create more harmony with the other directions when that happens. So I'm going to start with mind. And I want to start with mind because here in the United States, in Western society in general, we've glorified the mind so much. We've put it up on a pedestal. It's like everything is about the mind. But there's so much more to life than the mind. So how can you tell when you're too far into mind? What is mind? Mind is fire. What does fire do? It divides. I mean, fire is great. Mind is great. It feeds us. It warms us. But when it's out of control, it destroys, right? It separates. It categorizes. And that can be helpful. But when we do that too much, it causes division. It causes conflict. It can destroy relationships. It can destroy other things. So when you recognize that, like, you know, are you, as an example, are you connecting with somebody with your heart or with your mind? And if you're up in your mind, then how to balance that out or come back to harmony, to be more centered, is to drop down to your heart, which is to connect to somebody, and it's about communication, right? It's about connecting to ourselves first, because if we're not connected to ourselves, how can we connect to anybody else? And then we connect to the other. We connect to someone else. And it doesn't matter if it's our partner, a friend, a family member, or a stranger. It's connecting to the heart, communication. Okay? Now, sometimes we're too much in heart. And how do we recognize when we're too much in heart? Ugh. Our emotions are everywhere. And what is heart? Heart is water, the archetype of water. What does water do? It encompasses and includes things. But what happens when there's too much water? It's a flood. It's all over the place. You know, we're a wreck. The tears are pouring down. You know, there's too much. There's water everywhere. So how do we come back to harmony when we're too much in heart? All right. Perhaps going up to mind or body, but what do we do to go up to mind? It's about thinking. It's about planning. It's about creating structure. It's about looking at our life and saying, okay, this is where I am now. It feels so chaotic. Where do I want to go? How do I structure this? How do I create something different from this? So they both can flow back and forth, that you can go from heart to mind and then back again. They're opposite and complementaries, right? Fire and water, they're opposite, yet they're complementary. We need them both. Oh my God, so much love on the Facebook live stream. Thank you. Welcome, RT, Nancy. Oh, I love dear Nancy. Tong, Cole, oh, brother and sister, I love you guys. I hope you're having a great time out in California. Oh my God, like the hearts are just like pouring all over the place. See, now we're lots of heart. Yeah, water. So I was in mind a little bit before. Now we're coming down to heart and that connection. Beautiful, beautiful. Awesome. Okay, so we're going to take a little bit of a break. And then when we come back, let's talk about body and spirit. How do we know when we're too much in body? How do we know when we're too much in spirit? And how do we create the harmony back and forth? Thank you all for the love. I love all you guys. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. No special guest, but a special co-host today. Wonderful to have Kai Cole in studio before her own show, Our Daily Magic, coming up immediately following me.
Always a pleasure.
Ah, yes. Okay, so we're talking about creating harmony in life and how we talked about the difference between harmony and balance. We talked about the four directions, mind, heart, body, and spirit. And we talked a little bit last segment about, you know, how to recognize when you're being too much in mind or too much in heart, and how to create the harmony by going into the other. Have you seen that yourself in your life, Kai, that you've gone like too far into mind or heart?
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. And it's really a matter of understanding what I want in that situation.
Okay.
And that usually brings me to a quote unquote center.
Right, okay.
Because maybe I want to be a little into body at a particular time. So when things are feeling off, you know, it may actually be because I'm in a place that I am looking to be.
Yeah.
So focusing on what our desires are, where they bring us, what our situations are, and assessing them
right.
in context or contrast of our desires really gives me some a good compass to be able to use to navigate this stuff.
Exactly. We need to know what we want in order to know where we need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked maybe about, yes, Toss says, body is awesome. And yes, Nancy, I love you too. I haven't seen you forever. So body is great. So what is body? Body is earth,
mm-hmm.
right? Without a body, we're not here. We're not grounded. We're not physical beings, right? I'm like everyone else in sort of the spiritual side of life. I believe we're spiritual beings having a physical experience.
Mm-hmm.
But we chose to come here to have a physical experience. That means we want to be here. If we didn't want to be here, we would not have been born. Okay, and Earth is great. Earth is healing. Earth is physicality. You know, without Earth, there's no wood, there's no trees, there's no plants, no animals. We can't build anything. We can't create structures. But what happens when we're too much in Earth?
Mm.
We get stuck. When we're too much into the Earth side, we're not moving forward. We're stuck in life. We're stagnating. We're not truly growing. So what do we do when we're too stuck? That's the time that spirit can help to create harmony. And that's how do we go into spirit? We go into spirit by meditating, by connecting to our intuition, by dreaming, by using our imagination. You know, in a way, it's kind of floating. Hi, Jennifer. Thank you for joining the Facebook live stream. And what is spirit? Spirit is air. But what happens when there's too much air? We're up in the clouds, right? We all know. Have you ever known anyone who was ungrounded? Ungrounded means that we can't do anything. Ungrounded, you know, too much in air means, you know, we trip over ourselves. We can't pay our bills. We can't handle the details. Being too much in air, you know, we can't accomplish anything. What do we do when we're too much in air? We get back in body. How do we get back in body? Body, it's physicality, exercise, movement, getting grounded, you know, going out and walking in the park on the grass in bare feet, you know, lifting weights. It can even be something like having a nutritious meal, right? Brings us back into our body, grounds us, having something very grounding. And even different foods, there are even different foods that are like more for mind or more for heart or more for spirit or more for body. So eating something very hearty, like root vegetables, mm-hmm. right? Root vegetables are like the body because they come from the earth.
Ayurveda is great for that.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
They talk about all the wonderful things, even the times of day that you can eat to balance out that particular element in your body. For instance, if you are, let's say, they like to call the different elements by, of course, names, you know, that have a very different meaning from a different language. But let's just, you know, ground all of this and say that if you are too much in earth, you might even have a lot of gas.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of clues and hints I can tell you where you are.
Right.
So eating salads, you know, and things like that, they have a very specific recipe that can help balance all of these things out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, Ayurvedic is amazing system. There's also, you know, the traditional Chinese medicine system, which is different and has its own approach to it. And the thing with all these different systems, again, it's like all these four aspects of ourselves, or four selves, it's all about what is appealing to you. So if you research the Ayurveda and it just doesn't feel right to you, then maybe you want to check out Chinese medicine, or maybe you want to check out naturopathy and find what works for you. And that's how we kind of create harmony to go back and forth. Now, the other thing too is, you know, we talk about heart, mind, body, and spirit, but there's also like combinations of them. Like if we're stuck in our body and then we're also in our hearts a lot, you got water and earth together, what do you get?
Mud.
Absolutely. Exactly. You get mud. And what happens with mud? You get stuck. Mm-hmm. Right? And that could show up as being stuck in a relationship. It could be stuck in where you are in life, stuck emotionally. You know, maybe you're stuck with how you're feeling about your family, your parents, or your partner or some friend, that you're just kind of stuck in those emotions. So what do we need to get out of that stuckness? Some air and some fire. Mm-hmm. And so what does that look like? Well, maybe that looks like... again, meditating on it, getting some perspective on it, getting some advice on it, and figuring things out, being a little more logical and a little less emotional. And it's like, look, you may love this person, but if they're bad for you, if they have some, let's say, destructive tendencies that just don't serve, you know what? Maybe you need to lighten up a little bit and float away.
Or communicate,
yes, mm-hmm. yes. And so that's the beauty of these four directions, is it's not about one direction over another direction. It's not about, you know, I have to, I'm in my heart, so therefore I need to get into my mind. No, you can stay in your heart. It's okay. Heart is good. You know, you can be balanced. We can hop back and forth between all of these, because ultimately our consciousness resides in the center. Mm-hmm. Right, in the middle ground.
Agreed. And if I may.
Yes, please.
It's all of these elements that we are talking about, they're all matter. We matter.
Yes.
So when we think about that, matter cannot be destroyed or created.
Yes,
right?
It merely transforms state.
Exactly. So that's what we're talking about, transformation here.
Yes, absolutely. And it's also, what is matter? Right? You guys heard me say this many times before, E equals MC squared. Matter is just energy vibrating at a lower rate. It's all energy. And what does energy do naturally? Energy just flows from one place to another, from one place to another. And it's okay. If there's a lot of energy in one aspect of your life, revel in it. Play with it. Have fun with it. And then if it flows to another place, wonderful. Allow it to flow. And if we pay attention to life and to nature, you know, look, we have four directions. We have four seasons, summer, winter, spring, fall. Right? Right now we're in winter. What's winter? Earth.
There you go.
So Earth, what's Earth? And so what is good to do in wintertime? It's about grounding. It's about staying inside. It's about resting. It's about preparing for spring. Spring is mind. Because spring, then we get very, very active. And then comes summer, which is spirit. And then fall, which is heart.
And little known to some, we also have four parts of our brain.
Ah, yes, we do. Do we not?
Mm-hmm. We've got our lizard brain, our mammal brain, our neocortex that we use for a lot of things, and then, of course, the other one escapes me at this point. But we've got four of them.
The neocortex and the you stump me on that one.
It's okay.
I actually do know this.
It's not a test.
Right. 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 And so like we have the amygdala, right? Our lizard brain. What is the lizard brain designed to do to protect us?
Safety.
To keep us safe. Mm. Body. Keep us safe. Our neocortex, mind. It's all about thinking, getting out there. The pineal gland in the center of the brain is about spirit connecting to the higher self. And then there's the
Mammal brain,
heart, you know, about emotions, the emotional regulation. And we also don't only have a brain in our head.
Mm-hmm.
People like forget this. We have a brain in our gut. Mm-hmm. It's called the second brain. There are almost as many, if not more, neurons in our gut than there are in our brain.
And medically, that's actually where death begins.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we also have a brain in our heart. Mm-hmm. Our heart has its own intelligence. It also has a set of neurons around the heart as well. As a matter of fact, our body is so interconnected that if you pay attention, right, what's happening in the gut affects the brain. What's happening in the gut affects the body. It affects the nervous system. It's not just in the brain. Again, you know, we have a tendency to think all this stuff is like just connected to our brain and nothing else. Because in Western civilization, you know, during the Enlightenment and the Renaissance, it's like mind, 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 brain, 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 intelligence, you know, scientific method, all this stuff. Great. It's wonderful. It serves us in harmony with everything else. It's not the be all and end all. You know, our body has such intelligence. You know, one time I had this wonderful, wonderful guy, and he's been on Adam's show a couple of times, Stephen Robledo, who's a human design expert. And he said that, you know, like for my particular design type, and, you know, everybody has a different design, it's like you want to listen to the gut, to the spleen, where like that's where the answers to questions come up pre-verbal. So it's like you have someone ask you a yes, no question, and the answer comes up as and that's all you need to pay attention to, or is your body saying and then you know that's listening to your gut. And if you go into this, well, if I follow this and I do that and da, 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 and then you're all up in the head, you're not in the gut and you're not listening to the body. And wrote the book The Blink,
Malcolm Gladwell.
Yeah. In Blink, he even said, you know, that when we make decisions in a split second before the brain has even enough time to process everything, that's listening to the body, that like 70 to 80% of the time the decisions were better than if we actually sat down and tried to figure everything out.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, GP, who is amazing,
yes,
he can go on and on about how what we are doing, our our whole environment and consciousness and body have already made the decision. Yes. We're actually the last to know about
it. Yeah, we're just trying to catch up to it, right? It's like you know, already knows where we're going. We're just like, huh? Okay, right. Beautiful. Okay. Thank you for all the love on the Facebook live stream. Welcome, Alex, Liana. Oh, I miss you guys. Hope to see you soon. So, actually, it's time, Kai, believe it or not, for us to take our last break of the show.
That was quick.
Okay. So when we come back, let's just talk about a little bit more of the harmony of being in the center. So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am so, so happy you all have been staying with me throughout the show. It's been a fun show. It's been great having Kai Cole on as my special guest host.
My pleasure.
Yay. And so when the show is over, please stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. If you're on talkradio.nyc, stay listening because Kai's show, Our Daily Magic, is going to be an awesome show today. Another dear friend of mine, Laurel, who I consider my crystal enabler. She's like educated me so much, and like anytime I need something, I go to her, and she's like, "Oh yeah, I have this." I'm like, "Oh, perfect." So it's going to be a show all about crystals, which you guys know I love. They're all over the studio. They're all over my home. I got some new ones, good ones. Actually, some of my rose quartz are new, in case you didn't notice. Yeah. Some of them. Hong took some of the rose quartz and put it into the therapy room, so I got a couple of more new ones. Anyway, so we're talking about creating harmony in life. And I talked about the four directions, the four aspects, mind, heart, body, and spirit. And, you know, it's a wonderful way of just looking at life and looking at ourselves. Try not to get too hung up on it, because you can create like any kind of divisions. You know, this is a division of four. Some people just have a division of three, or a division of five, or six, or eight, or 12. They're all systems. They're all ways of looking at things to help us with showing up in life, with dealing with day-to-day stuff. I happen to really like heart, mind, body, and spirit. It's really meant a lot to me, especially since sort of doing the medicine work that I've been doing over the last 3.5 years. And the type of work that I do, the medicines are divided up in heart, mind, body, and spirit. And it's just also looking at life and looking at ways of doing things. It just made so much sense to me. And so, you know, we talked about in the very beginning of the show about the difference between balance and harmony. And I really believe it's like, you know, life is about creating harmony. Because when there's harmony, there's less resistance, going back to our quotes from the day. Right? And ultimately, what do we want? I mean, what are we really looking for in life? We just want to be happy. I mean, when you really come down to it, and, you know, I talk about this, especially in my Law of Attraction group that I used to run and working with my coaching clients and stuff. I mean, ultimately, all the stuff we want, the relationships, the nice house, nice apartment, nice car, the this, the that, they're all just excuses to be happy. They're not really anything else. I mean, if we're happy, if we have all those things and we're happy, we actually don't even need those things if we just allow ourselves to be happy. You know, I heard Abraham say once that, you know, it's kind of like happiness is like this cork, right? It's a piece of cork that you hold underwater. And the holding it underwater is the act of resistance. It's an active process. In order not to be happy, we have to actively resist happiness. And if we just let go of the cork, it's naturally going to rise to the surface of the water. And that's our spirit. That's our heart, our minds, our body. They're naturally going to rise if we just stop resisting. Right? It's a very Buddhist concept of learning not to resist what is. And it's so funny how, I mean, over and over again, I see it in myself, in other people, and people I work with, how when we're getting stressed out about different aspects in our life, it's really because we're just resisting the fact that this is what it is. I cannot tell you how many people are like so stressed out over their relationship with a significant other, a partner, or spouse. And it's because they want to change them. They want them to be different, and they're doing this, and it just really bothers them. And I'm like, but that's who they are. Why are you resisting the fact that that's who they are, or that's how they're deciding to show up in the world today? And you know, the other day, a great example of someone who didn't resist, Noreen Sumter on her show Beyond Potential had this amazing gentleman on her show who's a physical trainer who lost a leg in a motorcycle accident.
Wow.
But he was so vibrant, and he talks about it and jokes about it, and he had such an amazing attitude towards it. He didn't resist what is. And because of that, he was such an inspiration to other people. He still does physical training. He was talking about how he had to keep getting a new prosthetic device because of his leg, because it kept breaking, because he was just used it like so much. And they kept giving him one for like a heavier and heavier person. And he's like, no, you got to give me one that's for somebody who does 17,000 steps a day, you know. Ta, dear brother, chimes in. It's the manipulation of imagination. That is the essence of resistance, right? I know the quote's attributed to Albert Einstein, that worry is a misuse of imagination, right? Because when we think about it, when we're worrying about something, we're usually projecting into the future. It's imaginary. It's not in front of us right now. And all it's doing is taking us out of the present moments and causing us to resist what is right here, right now. So that stress is really, it's all internal. It's all internal. Just because something is a way, we don't have to like it, but we don't have to get stressed about it. That stress is just the way we're choosing to respond in the moment. Now, there are certain types of stresses that are like primal, physical, you know, cortisol-induced stresses, which are when you're in a dangerous situation. And that's the body goes into stress mode, you get that shot of adrenaline so you can run like hell to get out of there so that tiger doesn't eat you.
And what a great way to introduce how we can think of our imagination as a byproduct of evolution.
Oh, yes.
Now we actually have the time and the space and the energy to dedicate to these. You know,
exactly. Because we're not worried about survival. We're not, as a species, living in a life or death situation on a day-to-day basis. Yet when we show up in our workplace, when we show up in our business, when we show up in our relationships, we think our brains react to it like it's a life or death situation. I mean, I remember one time on my show years ago, I had a couple of therapists, and one of them was a brain researcher. And she said, you know, it's all because our brains are responding to situations. It's life or death, life or death, life or death. And that she found, like, people's stress reduced so much if they just ask themselves this one question. Is this a life or death situation? And almost inevitably, the answer is no. And when the answer is no, all of a sudden, we can exhale. We can chill out. We can relax. It's not a life or death situation. I mean, if someone's pointing a gun at your head and they want your money, yeah, that's a life or death situation. Okay, let's be realistic here. But if your boyfriend is breaking up with you, if your boss is giving you a hard time because you missed a project deadline, that's not a life or death situation. Okay? So it's helpful to remember that so that we can come back and, again, pay attention to what is the truth, what is really going on in the moment. That's another great question to ask. You know, we have a tendency to think about these things and we spin these, oh, my God, no, 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 this is going to happen, that's going to happen, and ask ourselves, is that really true? Because lots of times we act as if something is true when it's not really true. We have a tendency to go to these extremes. But when we're being more centered in harmony with everything, we realize, you know what? It's not as extreme as we think it is. And that when we feel in our bodies, like, how does it really feel? It doesn't feel as bad as we think it feels. You know, we're just, you know, worried or concerned about what are the implications of this, taking us out of the present moment. So ultimately, harmony is really being present to all these different aspects to ourselves. It's being present to our spirit. It's being present to our body. It's being present to our heart. It's being present to our mind. Without judgment, without resistance, without taking the fun out of where life really is. And we can have fun hopping from heart to mind to body to spirit. So, you all, my loyal listeners, you have homework for next week. During the week, I want you to practice and pay attention and ask yourself, am I in heart, mind, body, or spirit? Do I feel like I'm in my head? Do I feel like in my heart? Do I feel like I'm in my body? Do I feel like I'm out in spirit? And just notice where you are and pay attention. Pay attention to the different situations and where do you naturally go to in those situations. Do you have a tendency to go out to spirit? Do you do a tendency to go to heart? Like my dear friend Ta, who's giving me hearts all over the place on my Facebook live stream. So when you notice, that is the first clue. So I hope you've enjoyed today's show. A big, big thank you to my dear friend, Kai Cole.
I've got a big smile on my face. This was an enjoyable, enjoyable hour.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Great. So now she has less of good energy. So this is why you want to stay tuned and listen to her show. And if you're on Facebook, you can, you know, you have to look for Kai Cole. She's going to do her own Facebook live stream. But you can go, just go to talkradio.nyc so you can get the audio for it. So stay tuned for our daily magic. She's got an awesome group of people talking all about crystals and healing with crystals, advanced crystal healing. It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know about you. I have an amazing guest. I have an author in store for you next week. So we'll have a great interview. And as always, I love you guys. I love you. And I will talk to you next week. Have an awesome week, everyone.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.